Good morning, people of God. God bless you and thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you stopping by on this Jacob Wimba page. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your time is so precious to us. Your time is so precious to God. And we appreciate you stopping by. We know that you've been praying for us as much as we are praying for you. Your prayers have been doing wonders. Your prayer has been supporting us with all that we are doing by the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we continue to pray for you, for no man is an island. We need your prayer. You also need our prayer. So we support each other through this ministry. And God will continue to bless us as we are preparing ourselves, or God is helping us to prepare ourselves for His return. So today we're going to have a little subject that we're going to talk about, which I believe has a very, very big impact on our lives as a Christian community, or even those one who do not know Jesus Christ, would like to come to Jesus Christ. This can also impact them by the grace of God. So before we go any further, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we call upon your presence. We call upon your help. Father, without you, we cannot do anything. Lord, come and help us. Come and guide us in every single step we take today, Lord. Father, we pray that you give us the grace to share this word with your knowledge, with your wisdom, and with your spirit, with your love, in the name of Jesus. And those ones are receiving, Lord, let them receive, Father, with the ear of the Spirit. Father, open their hearts to your word. Open their hearts to your faith. Father, teach them. Lord, I know there are people, Father, this message is destined to. Lord, I pray, Father, since you prepared them before the creation of this world, Lord, I pray that this message find a place in their heart. This message change them. As we are being changed together, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your holy name. We pray and say, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I'm so excited today. I know it's a new year, and I believe God has been gracious to you. God has been merciful with His goodness. You've been blessed so far. Though it's only a few days within this year, I know God has been gracious to you as he's always been. So God bless you. God bless you for that. Today we're going to talk about something that I believe is very, very important to us as a Christian community. Because sometimes we tend to forget the basics of our Christianity. We tend to forget what we need to do as a Christian community and what we need to focus on to develop and to build our faith. I know people are saying, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. My question is, what is a new year if there's no change of mind and heart? If there's no reform of mind and heart? So many people, including yourself, including myself, we have all the resolutions. You hear people having resolutions like, I want to go to the gym 4 times a week. I want to lose weight. I want to gain muscle. This one say, oh no, I want to start eating less. This one say, no, I want to buy a car. I want to buy a house. I want to save more. I want to do this. I want to do that. But you will hear that from this conversation. When it comes to the things of the Spirit, it's maybe 5 or less than 5%, perhaps. You'll hear people talk about resolutions when it comes to the things of the Spirit. And God has prompted my heart to speak about this to you as a Christian community. And those one who do not know Jesus Christ and they want to come to Jesus Christ, the whole world, because there are people who are predestined for salvation through these messages. And I pray for them that God touch them through this message. So before wasting any time, let us go to the book of Joshua. I believe you have your Bible next to you, and I suggest that you always have your Bible next to you as we are sharing this message. You are also reading so that you know exactly what we are talking about, and at your own time you may also go through these scriptures and meditate. We know that meditation brings revelation, and revelations bring conviction. Conviction brings the real move of God through this message. If you receive the revelation of God and you are convinced about that revelation, that revelation will bring about the move of God. So we're going to read from the book of Joshua chapter 24. We read from verse 15, but you may start from verse 1 all the way to the verse 23 to understand this message, or you can go all the way to verse 27 rather. So Joshua chapter 24 verse 1 to 27, but for this reason we read only verse 15. We read in the name of Jesus Christ. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, Then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Very, very clear. Said this is about Joshua after conquering the promised land, before settling in. As they were settling in, Joshua understood like these people, they were not following God the way God wanted them to follow. If you go few chapters back, you'll understand that Joshua is begging them to obey the commandment which God gave them through his servant Moses. He observed the life were changing. He observed they were going into different customs. Today we want to talk about the greatest resolution. The greatest resolution of all our times. We have so many resolutions we are hearing. I want to stop fornicating. I want to stop drinking. I want to stop smoking. I want to stop stealing. I want to stop insulting. I want to stop watching pornography. I want to stop this. I want to stop that. And these so resolutions, they are only mere a confession of our weaknesses, a confession of sins rather than anything else, because God is not really involved in this resolution. That's why each year you'll hear same resolutions are coming over and over and over again. We are not able to sustain or to maintain these resolutions and carry on, bring them to pass, because God is not involved. Joshua understood this clearly. Joshua knew what is so important to serving God. He said, I will not force you, the Israelites, if it seems undesirable to you to serve God. That's your problem. But for me and my house, I will serve the Lord Jesus Christ. As from me and my house, our resolution each year is to get closer to God, is to get to know God more and more, is to experience the supernatural of God more and more. That's what Joshua was telling them. We have so many resolutions, and we know very well, choosing to serve the devil is a sure way to bitterness, pain of the past, envy, jealousy, anxiety, and death. While serving our Lord Jesus Christ is a sure way to peace, comfort, and eternal life. It is for you today now. As the new year starting now, what is your New Year's resolution? What are you choosing to do? Are you choosing to have the resolutions that are only confession of your sins, confession of your weaknesses, confession of selfish behavior? Or are you going to choose Jesus Christ and leave everything into his mighty hand so that he may help you to overcome all these resolutions you've been having all year long? It is also the same in our Christian community. You hear that people do not put God first. We have put God in the back seat. We have so many resolutions, but those resolutions, they say nothing about Jesus Christ. They say nothing about the relationship with God. We have put God last in the back seat. Where else we call ourselves Christian? Reading from the book of Matthew chapter 6. We're going to go there quickly. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and we read in the name of Jesus Christ on verse, we're reading the verse 33. But seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all things will be given to you. Therefore, this is very clear. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seeking first the kingdom of God should be yours and my New Year's resolution. Seeking the kingdom of God more and more. Chasing after God, chasing after the spiritual things as the children of God. That's what should be on top of the list or the priority. But you find out today that we spend so much time seeking on what is temporary, seeking what will fade away, seeking on what will not last, while neglecting the spiritual side of things, while neglecting the spiritual aspect of our lives, just because you do not feel the connection between your soul and yourself, your body, does not mean it does not exist. Just because you have been praying Perhaps you do not feel the presence of God. Does not mean God does not exist. God longs to have a relationship with you. God wants to have the relationship with you. God wants you to know Him more. God wants you to experience Him more. What are we doing today? We are putting money first. Oh, I want to have more money. We want to buy that house. We want to buy that car. I want to lose more weight. I want to eat less. I don't want to fornicate. I don't want to steal. I don't want to have envy, jealousy. Why we are leaving Jesus Christ behind? Why are we not giving Jesus Christ priority? We spend a lot of time on things that do not have everlasting value. Whereas on things that have everlasting values, we neglect them. Reading the Bible for our Christian community becomes a burden. We cannot even spend 5 minutes of undivided attention that we give to God. Becomes difficult. We do not have time to read our Bibles, to meditate on them. Yet we are crying, things are not well. Things are not being sustained because we have put Jesus Christ behind. We have forgotten the source of our blessing. That's the greatest mistake we are taking. By putting God last. What else our resolution should be about Jesus Christ? When you are in the presence of Jesus Christ will give you peace. Jesus Christ will bless you. Jesus Christ will help you sustain. The Bible says it's not by might or by the power, but by the Spirit of God. All that you want is New Year's resolution. I want to stop fornicating. I want to stop cheating. I want to stop stealing. I want to stop envying. Without Jesus Christ, those things cannot be maintained. That's why each year we have the same resolution. The same resolution. Long before you know it, you have forgotten about them. The next year come again. But when you put Jesus Christ first, there's the greatest resolution to follow Him with all your heart, with all your might, with all your power. It will help you sustain them. It will help you stop fornicating. It will deliver you from that. He says in the book of John that His word gives life and the flesh counts for nothing. The word is speaking to us. It's full of life and the Spirit. Why should we not look for that life and the Spirit, but look for things that do not have everlasting value? The Bible says, let's seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be given unto us. God knows exactly what you need, knows exactly what you want to be. He knows exactly, He's taking you step by step today. But only if you're going to take Him as your greatest resolution to follow Jesus Christ, to have that personal relationship with Him, to get to know Him more and more. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. The Bible says, we live by faith and not by sight. You as a child of God, are you living today by faith or are you living by sight? Living by faith means leaving everything in the hand of Jesus Christ. Just believing as Abraham was called. He believed and left his home. Going where he did not know where he was going. But by faith, he departed. And God did not disappoint him. But today, you and I, we put faith behind. We are moving by sight. Things we are seeing. New Year's resolution becomes about, I want to make more money. I want to have a better life. I want to have a bigger house. I want to lose weight. We are not satisfied. We are not content with what we have. Oh, I want to be a bit of a lighter skin. I want to be a bit a shade darker. Oh, I want to lose weight. I want to pick up weight. This size is not fitting. That one is not fitting. I want to drive that car. But where is Jesus Christ in those resolutions? How about saying, I want to put Jesus Christ first? I want to put Jesus Christ first. I want to make time to read the Bible. Make time to know God more. Make time to develop the relationship with God. Joshua understood that. That's why he said, whatever you desire, do that. As for me and my house, I desire to know God more. I desire to put them aside, to converse with God, to have that conversation with God. I desire to put them aside, to get to know God more and more. I desire to seek the kingdom of God first. What about you? What are you going to choose? Because the kingdom of God is not about forcing you. It's not about asking you. It's not about forcing you. It's about you yourself taking that decision. The Bible says the kingdom of God since the time of John until now is forceful. Only the violent people that persevere, people that push forward, dig deep in the presence of God will inherit the kingdom of God. And those people, God will bless them, will not put them to shame. Ask yourself, look at your New Year resolution. Is there anything that glorifies Jesus Christ? Is there anything about God? Is there anything about knowing Him, developing a personal relationship with Him? Or is it everything about what we see? The Bible says what is unseen is greater than we are seeing, because what is unseen created the seeing, the material things. Why should we lust after the material things while neglecting the spiritual things, the unseen? Why should we worship the material things, the created things, rather than the Creator Himself? As from me and my house, we choose to follow Jesus Christ. As from me and my house, we choose the way of the cross, the way of God, the way of righteousness. We put God first. Who will you choose today? As from me and my house, we choose to get to know God more, to pray the more, to fast the more, to meditate the more, so that God can help us to avoid sin, to live in His righteousness. What about you and your house? What are you choosing today? The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, we're going to go there quickly, in the book of Isaiah chapter 55. Chapter 55, Isaiah 55 and verse 6. The Bible says, seek the Lord while He may be found. Call on Him while He's near. Seek the Lord while He's near. Call on Him, call on Him, call on Him while He can hear you. Seek Him while He may still be found. Your New Year's resolution is not too late to include Jesus Christ. It's not too late to make Jesus Christ the center of your focus. He says He's near. Call Him, He will answer you. He will show you the unsearchable things. Call you, He will answer you. He will show you things you do not know. From the same book of Isaiah chapter 66, we read verse 3. Isaiah 66, verse 3. The Bible says, we read Isaiah 66. They have chosen their own ways, and they saw delight in their abomination. The Bible says people have chosen their own ways, and they delight in their abominations. Have they chosen their own ways by making resolutions that are not involving Jesus Christ? By making resolutions, taking resolutions, writing down things that don't have everlasting values, and we delighting with them. Today, we making resolution that is about us, that says nothing about our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not too late to take a resolution that involves God. God will help you. That involves God. God will assist you in everything you do. From the book of same Isaiah chapter 65, from verse 1, I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, here I am, here I am. Jesus Christ, He says in the verse 2, all day long I've held my hand out to an obstinate people who walk in their own ways, not good, pursuing their own imaginations. That's the people we are. God has been calling us. His hand I held out all day long, saying, here I am, come, here I am, come. But we are not looking at Him, because we are obstinate people. We are walking our own ways, which we think is good, but it's not good. We are pursuing our own imaginations. I want to have this, I want to have that. And the day that you will die, all those things will stay. But you will be in front of God. You bring account of what you've done on this earth. It's not too late, you and I, to turn to Jesus Christ. It's not too late for you and I to make the resolution that involves God, that puts God first, and to stick to that. Put God first in everything you do. Seek him first. Ask him first. He's near. He can help you with your resolutions. Only if he's first. Only if you give him the seat of the driver. God is ready to help you. It's not too late. This is the greatest resolution. To choose to seek God. To choose to follow his ways. To choose to make him first. The priority. Not rushing when you are reading the Bible. Take your time. Read the Bible slowly, attentively, repeatedly with forgiveness in your heart. Seek him and he will reveal himself to you. He will show you things you do not know. He's near you. He wants to have that relationship with you. He longs to have mercy on you. He longs to have favor, to show you favor, compassion. Are you going to seek him today? The question still remains. Who do you choose today? Do you choose to follow God or do you choose to follow your own imaginations, your own selfish ambitions? As for me and my house, we choose Jesus Christ. We choose to follow the way of Christ. We choose to have the resolutions about getting to know God more, praying more, fasting more, meditating more, reading the Bible more, and say, Lord, here we are. Use us the best way you know. This is what we are choosing. The question remains, who are you choosing today? May the Lord bless you for your time. And I pray that God gives you the grace to choose right. He says in the book of Deuteronomy, today I put two ways before you, life and death, and curse, and I'm putting on the other side blessing and curse. So which one do you choose? Do you choose life or do you choose death? Do you choose distractions or do you choose to live for God? The question is in your hand. You have to pick up which one you want. But as for me and my house, we choose the way of cross, the way of life, the way of blessing, the way of putting God first in everything we do. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. And I pray that this word find the place in your heart. And I pray that God has spoken to your heart and that you'll take that right decision. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We lift up your name on high. Lord, we pray by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, help us to make the right choices. Help us to take the right decision. Help us, Father, that you may be the greatest resolution in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. We pray and say, Amen, Amen, Amen. God bless you and good morning to your life. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.